Here, we see Cleopatra, just after she has committed suicide by snakebite, after the death of her lover, Mark Antony. His tomb is at left, draped in garlands of flowers. The artist composes the scene as if it were a magnificent theater set, framed by a fabric curtain in the upper left. Anne Woollett, curator in the Department of Paintings at the Getty.
What's interesting, too, is that there's no sign of the snake.
There's a common misconception out there that dogs are colorblind. They aren't, per se, though their range of colors is much more limited than that of humans. A TED video by Barnard psychology professor Alexandra Horowitz explains that our canine companions experience the world largely through their noses, and in some incredible ways. These neoclassical works of art reflect the interests of those known at the time as grand tourists. These were typically wealthy young men who traveled from northern to southern Europe to perfect their educations in ancient Greek and Roman civilizations. Eager to furnish grand houses at home, they purchased both ancient sculpture and works modeled on ancient originals.